This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
I just returned this past weekend from a road trip to Alberta. Along with the great sceneries, we once again drove through the Rockies and into Banff National Park was the immediate impact of gasoline prices. With the new UCP government in power, in Calgary, gasoline prices tumbled to, wait for it, $1.09 a liter, and even less if you wanted to wait in line at Costco. Now, the canceling of the carbon tax took a full 10 cents off the price, but still, even $1.19 a liter compared to our $1.60 or so is a head-shaking difference. And once again, we're hearing the political rhetoric of why our prices are so high. But it's not at all complicated. It is the story of supply and demand. The demand is high, and we cannot get enough supply. It's really that simple. If gasoline stock was available by pipeline from Alberta, save the transportation costs, our prices would be a lot lower, even with the extra provincial government taxes leveled in BC, and which are set to go up another 1.5 cents per liter imminently. It does not take an inquiry to solve a supply problem. It takes a pipeline to carry the product. No pipeline, no decrease in prices. So, if you're anti-pipeline, as the provincial government is, then cut the farce and admit higher prices is the direction for the foreseeable future. Tight supply yields higher prices, and we're all paying them. For Mike Campbell, I'm Michael Levy.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.